April is National Poetry Month, a whole month to celebrate the wonder, the excitement that poetry brings into our lives. Whether you're a fan of Garrison Keillor's daily poem heard on WBAA, or if you receive a poem a day, as I do from the Poetry Foundation, or whether you're someone who memorized a poem or two or three during your school years and can still recite those poems today, or if you're someone who writes poems to entertain your personal muse, or perhaps you're someone who just admires a well-turned phrase when you read it or hear it or see it, this is our month to celebrate those poetic moments. I have two poets in particular I want to focus attention upon today, two poets with different styles, but two poets who have something worthwhile sharing with us today and tomorrow. Kerry Newcomer is a well-known and much-admired singer-songwriter who made a name for herself and her music in Indiana a couple of decades ago and is still going strong today. She is a popular entertainer in the greater Lafayette area, often presenting her music in venues which will allow her and her audiences to champion causes dear to her heart at coffee houses and at larger concert halls. I've personally enjoyed her music and her passion for many years, and how delightful it is to help celebrate National Poetry Month with a collection of her poetry and essays entitled A Permeable Life, Poems and Essays. It was published in 2013, but I haven't yet had a chance to review it, so I chose today to do so. As she tells us in her introduction to this collection, if you were to ask a collection of 11 songwriters how they write their songs, they will describe to you 11 different ways of going about it. Some songwriters start with the lyrics. Some start with the music. Some songwriters write lyrics and music at the same time. But my process, Newcomer goes on, more often than not starts with an idea, a question, an experience. I write poetry and essays to find the shape and form of the thing. And from these writings, my songs are born. This collection of poems and essays was written over the last several years. Most began as notes jotted down while walking in the woods, on long drives between here and there, in hotel rooms, and on airplanes, in my own office, at dinners, and backstage before shows. If you are familiar with my songwriting, you may recognize themes or even a few lines that have shown up in my musical works. These poems and essays are about the natural world, the quality of light, in the invisible spirit that shines below the surface of all things. Some explore relationships. Some are about my dogs. Well, here are a couple examples from a couple of those poems from A Permeable Life, Poems and Essays, that I think you might enjoy hearing. You can read them all, of course, if you check out the book. From the title poem, A Permeable Life, we hear this at the very beginning. I want to leave enough room in my heart for the unexpected, for the mistake that becomes knowing, for knowing that becomes wonder, for wonder that makes everything porous, allowing in and out all available light. And then there's showing up. You are holy and sacred and utterly unique. These are gifts you were born to give, songs you were born to sing, stories you were born to tell. And if you do not give it, the world will simply lose it. It is yours alone to offer. And finally, as she tells us after the title Beneath the Flame Tree, a bits of this poem show up in the song Everybody's Got Something. From Africa in June of 2012, it starts this way. A tall, elegant man stands beneath the flame tree out behind a small school, speaking first in the mother tongue, then in Swahili, than in English. He says, "Beloved, we are blessed. Yes, here in this brutally beautiful place where a generation has been eaten by a carnivorous virus," he says, "we are blessed." Just a few of the poems from Kerry Newcomer's A Permeable Life, Poems and Essays. I hope you'll have a chance to pick it up and read some more yourself. The Nerve of It by poet Lynn Emanuel takes a different approach to poetry, to the narrative flow of the poems, especially for The Nerve of It. Emanuel has collected poems old, new, and middle, as she tells us, and has edited their ordering so that they collide in time. As she writes, chronology is predictable. Muriel Rukeyser writes that poems in a book proceed either by linkage or collision. Here, I have used both. I have linked poems from different books and periods, and I have also arranged a series of collisions among some of them. I have ignored chronology, placing new poems beside old, mixing middle and early poems with recent work, and liberating all my poems from the restraints of their particular histories, both aesthetic and autobiographical. I hope you will read this as though I have, in fact, composed a new book. Amidst the collisions are poems that speak to the quiet wonder of traveling through the Middle West, as in her opening poem, Out of Metropolis. And then there's Emmanuel's poetry that speaks, too, to her sense of choose-your-own-adventure with the poem Portrait of the Author. Here's a little bit from both, starting with Out of Metropolis. We're headed for empty-headedness. The featureless amnesias of Idaho, Nebraska, Nevada, states rich only in vowel sounds and alliteration. We're taking the train so we can see into the heart of America framed in the window's cool oblongs of light. We want cottages, farmhouses with peaked roofs lashed by wood smoke to the clouds. We want the golden broth of sunlight ladled over ponds and meadows. We've never seen a meadow. Now we want to wade into one, up to our chins in the grassy welter, the long reach of our vision grabbing up great handfuls and armloads of scenery at the cloud's white sail, at the bargain basement giveaway of clods and scat and cow pies. We want to feel half of America to the left and half to the right, ourselves like a spine dividing the book in two, ourselves holding the whole great story together. And from Portrait of the Author, today I write about the house of the body and about myself, its shadowy proprietor, coming and going. A little later, frock on the floor, also hosiery, also black. Either A, bending over her, beautiful and tragic face against the pillows, Rule says, "Oh, Lynn, you bring me to my knees." Or B, gazing up into my own beautiful and tragic face, I say, "Oh, Raoul, you bring me to my knees." Emmanuel's poetry is often readily accessible on its surface, but like good poetry should be, it's full of undercurrents and not quite their memories and questions. Like a fine wine or a rich beer, Emmanuel's poetry presented to us here is poetry to enjoy as you speak it, and poetry to roll around your mind for at least a while after its first enjoyment. Let me end today's celebration of National Poetry Month by noting that two of our best-known Purdue poets, Marianne Baruch and Donald Platt, can be found in any number of poetry collections I've had the joy of reviewing over the years. Not Like the Rest of Us, published just this past year, is, as its subtitle tells us, an anthology of contemporary Indiana writers, and it's headlined by the eponymous title focused on Indiana's own Cole Porter. And Know This Place, published by the Indiana Historical Society, is a collection of poetry written by Hoosiers past, present, and we hope the future, arranged alphabetically by author so that, like Lynn Emanuel's The Nerve of It and Know This Place, jostles poets and their poems, old and new, not by topic or style or historical age, but by author, making it not so much a read-a-through cover to cover as a book for dipping in and out and in and out. Two poets I hope you get to pick up and read over the course of the next month or two or what the heck, for the rest of the year. Lynn Emmanuel, I read from The Nerve of It, and Carrie Newcomer, A Permeable Life, Poems and Essays, both available at the West Lafayette Public Library.